This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cooling off at a public pool is tougher to do in some parts of the country than in summers past. That's because fewer young people want a lifeguard these days, and there's this labor shortage. In Texas, some cities are recruiting older lifeguards. Joy Diaz from KUT in Austin reports.
Kimberly McNeely helps manage the city of Austin's aquatics department. And when she realized that paying $13 an hour and offering a sign-in bonus was not bringing in enough lifeguards, she took a think-outside-the-box approach. Standing by a pool in Austin, McNeely says some may believe it's radical to pull grandma and grandpa out of retirement and into lifeguarding, but
if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. And so we want to just take a look and explore other ideas for recruitment.
B.J. Fisher is with the American Lifeguard Association. He says seniors today may no longer have the chiseled bodies of their youth, but some are in great shape.
They're fit, and many are very responsible. Love to have them back into the profession.
Seniors have one more thing going for them. Unlike many kids, older adults are perfectly fine with the no cell phone policy many cities have adopted for lifeguards.
I leave mine in the car. I leave it in the locker. I just think if somebody really needs me, they'll find me.
That is 85-year-old YMCA swimming and lifeguard instructor Ed Myers. After retiring from the corporate world, Myers wanted a job he could enjoy, a place he could give back, and a way to stay healthy. Lifeguarding gave him all that.
I work out about 3 days a week. I've had such a good life in the past, I want to keep it going. So I try to stay in good shape. And then when I teach my classes, I swim with the class.
Though it wasn't done with seniors in mind, the requirements for lifeguard work have eased a bit. It used to be that in order to guard a pool, lifeguards needed to prove they could swim 300 yards. The new rule is 50 yards because pools these days are often shallow enough for standing. In Austin, I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.